All right, starting Sharpie Sharp because we got a lot to do. With energy. Okay, so what I want to do is, we did the grizz already, but I definitely think I improved upon the sugya as a whole, as well as the grizz. There were certain parts to the grizz that I pointed out then was unclear, but I think I crunched it. And then there are certain parts of it that, although I crunched it in the grizz, I'm just going to point out that when we get to this part of the grizz, these parts of the grizz throughout the Gemara, each one is going to need its own fine-tooth analysis. Each one. So here goes, Dr. Lavi, you have an amazing project. All sukkahs are sukkah. You could just be focused on grizz.
I'm going to be orangutan.
This is the orangutan in the grizz.
Yeah, really.
Dr. Lavi is going to be orangutan in the grizz. So this is really fascinating. Doing it, I already went through it for like the third time in the past couple of months. Just today, I get a marathon share before I doing it with you, with my own share, and I was like going crazy and psyching him up. So I think it's a Hashem. It's gonna, there's a lot here. Okay. So the grizz starts out, if Blairedo Glanz is favorite sugya, the grizz, we own the presidents here, three former presidents, and the two starkest shear goers, and here, Rabbeinu Matt Schwarzenegger Jr. and Schwarzenegger Jr. Okay, right there. All right, here we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the combination of Tolo Sein Kayotze Behen and the Grizz, and hopefully you'll chazer this. Rabbeinu Glanz, you'll chazer this. Where are you going to be for Sukkos?
My Sukkah.
You gonna be here?
Yeah, I'm always here for sukkahs.
You're always here for sukkahs. Okay, so
I don't even like to leave my sukkah.
You can chazer shtak this grizz. In fact, I'm giving my shear. I can give it to you too. I'm giving my shear. I told them after sukkahs, they have to, each of them are getting, if they want, their ticket to be able to stay in my shear after sukkahs is if they pass the grizz bechina. After sukkahs.
So we can get kicked out of the chavrut?
Yeah.
Then you have to make sure you're on your
own. Here we go. So we have to tell us, ki yoytze behed, olav ki yoytze behed. So the grizz starts out with a question that he himself does not answer, which is really wild, in that he just basically ignores it and doesn't even come back to it. And that is Rashi. And he's bothered by the question as to what in the world, we discussed this once, is Rashi talking about? When Rashi on Beis Amud Beis basically says the Shaila and Tolos and Kayotze Ben, Alav Kayotze Ben, is whether or not you are Chayiv, whether or not you are Chayiv at all for Toldos. And Rashi repeats it again in all the other Rashis, right? He says, Maishna Karen Demechayev. And also by Regel, Maishna Regel Demechayev. Making it sound like if you held Lav Tolose and Lavko Yotze Ben, you're not going to be Chayev. So he says, what's Rashi talking about? Ain't a Muvan. Right? Because if on the Toldos, Leka Chiyuva Klal, Leinyan Mai Nikru, what in the world are they called? Told us for. Now the truth is, anyone remember the teretz we gave? Anyone remember the teretz we gave for Rashi? Hello? No? I guess not. It's good that we're chazering. The teretz we gave for Rashi, we reinforced in our re-chewing of some of the sugis that we did pre-summer. And that is, it's clear. We showed that clearly from the Rishonim, although we couldn't necessarily pinpoint what the Isser Mazik is the Baruch Ber, Lo Yishmerenu, but clearly the fact that the Rishonim are assuming that Onshin, Mamon Min Adin, Onshin, they keep calling it Onshin, and we learned Onshin, clearly Nezikin the tashlumin of the zikin has a shame onesh. It has a shame onesh. And if it has a shame onesh, there's iser. So it's a very simple teretz for Rashi. It's combined with the other shiurim that we gave, that there's a concept of the shame mazik. So it could just very well be that there's a shame mazik, and it doesn't get translated necessarily into a chiyuv mamon. Because if it didn't have the shame mazik, there wouldn't be the iser. Who says just because you didn't do a shmira and something happens and your animal goes ahead and damages, that there's an iser there? There's only an iser there. This is the shiur miyad. Once there's a shame mazik. So what's very interesting is the Griz doesn't seem like he buys that answer. The question is, what's the pshat? Because he has an answer for Rashi. He goes on to the riff, and then his whole piece of Torah here is explaining the riff. So hopefully we'll have some time. Maybe we'll come back to this. What is the machlokes? Why doesn't the Griz buy into this answer? But the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, this answer that we gave is not really only a shyness to how come the Griz didn't buy into it. It's really a question of why didn't the Riff buy into it? In other words, the Riff and the other Rishonim who understand Tolosei and Lav Kayotzeb and not like Rashi, obviously weren't satisfied with saying Lav Kayotzeb means it's just this. And therefore they come up with their own, you know, understanding. So that's something that has to be thought about. But first we're going to make sure we get the Griz down very well. Tonight's the Griz is your turn. That should be in the bulletin. You should get in the bulletin. Come on, President. Get in the bulletin. This is the Griz. That is wild. I gotta tell my tummy. Is it tonight or? Wow! I actually tell my. I told the Shachaz and the Griz all night. I'll text them later. It's the Griz is your site. That is incredible. Okay, here we go. So we're gonna do this extremely, extremely methodically. And not only that, I have presents for everybody. You're not gonna look at this now, but I actually. I found this. I'm sorry, I don't have more copies of this now. Oh, I do have more copies. I found this. This I found from about 20 years ago when I was crazy. I actually wrote up the whole Griz, piece by piece. You see the Roman numerals here? They match up. This is basically the whole Griz, like art scroll Griz. Anyway, you can take it. You can read it late at night. As Rav Asher Weiss said, we can tell about a person. The greatness of a person, what he puts on his night table. So if you put this on your night table, the English Griz will tell a lot about you. So we're not going to read. My brother used to always say to me, "You read good." So we're not going to read the Griz inside. We're just going to go through it step by step. So comes the Griz. The Griz has three. Starts out with three kashas. This is the structure of the Griz. Three kashas. He then goes and answers the third. Comes and in his answering of the third, he then builds up some tremendous lishitasos. Then he goes and he answers the second kasha. Then he goes back to the first kasha, and then he ends off with an unbelievable riot to everything he's been saying from Ashita Bekubetzes at the end. That's the whole Griz, okay? And there were parts I'm going to go through with you the parts that were unclear last time that I think we crunched along the way this time around. Oh. First kasha, he says, okay, the riff doesn't have the same deadly kasha as Rashi, though we solved Rashi's kasha in like 20 seconds. Okay, the kasha on Rashi in 20 seconds. But he says, it doesn't have the same deadly kasha as Rashi, but it still doesn't make sense. Because he says as follows. The riff basically seems to understand, and yes, he understands the Rambam from the way he's reading the Rambam, which also solves the Ravid's kasha. We saw the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. The way the riff understands the Shaila is, if you held Tolosei and Lavka Yaitse Behen, the dinim of the particular avos would not necessarily translate exactly, is how he starts out, exactly to the toldos. For example, you have a tam, Karen tam. So who says the toldos of Karen tam would be Chatzi Nezek, or Karen muad would be, or let's say Shein muad would be Nezek Shalem? Who says that the dinim would be any different than the avos. That's how we understand. That's the pashup shot of the riff. Who says that the dinim will be exactly like the av? Maybe the dinim will not be exactly like the av in the toldos. So he says, that doesn't make any sense. If you're told of the av, right? So then it should, assuming, like the Gemara itself says, if you have the same characteristics and the tchunos, and you're learning it from the av, why would you think it doesn't have the same dinim? What's the reason for that to have different dinim? Okay? Now, there is another whole mahalach, okay, that I would have taken in the Gemara, not like Rashi, and not like the Griz, just based on the Pashas HaGemara. Because the Pashas HaGemara goes ahead and basically gives two examples of Avos and Toldos, namely Shabbos and Tumah and Tahara. And in fact, at the end of the day, the only Tolda that's Lav Kayotze Ben, you could say, and I think we mentioned this once, you could say sort of takes the Tumah, you know, model as opposed to the Shabbos model. And that's how I, even though we showed them don't learn this way, at least in the Shaila, that's how I would have learned the Shaila. The Shaila is, do you say Toldos Ein Kayotze Ben because it's like the Shabbos model, where it's following, it's derived from the Av because it has its characteristics, and once it has its characteristics, it's going to have the same dinim? Or do you say, no, the Toldos are more like a descendant like Tolda, where it's basically like a less potent mazik, like a less potent tuma, metame, right? You have like the av and the told us a tuma, less potent, in that since it's tuma that came from the avatuma, now it's a tolda, so now it has less potency to be metame. And that's sort of what you have at the end of the day by Tzroros, because it's the koach ha-adam, right, ha-behema, as opposed to the gufa behema. So that's how I would have learned the Gemara. That's how I would have learned the whole Shaila, and we wouldn't be having this whole Shia. But to be sure, don't learn that way. Seems like to be like that sort of got flipped at the end. At the end of the day, you know, that's how the Gemara sort of ends up. But that's not the Shaila. That doesn't seem like it's the Shaila that of the Gemara, the way the Riff understands it, or the way Rashi understood it. So assuming that we're going like the Riff, that the dinim are different.
But how do the Rishonim account for two paradigms? How could the Rishonim not learn like that?
Good question. It's a good question. We'll come to it. I think I have a
Gemara says what it means by
right. You're right. Another good kasha. Okay, hopefully we'll have time. We'll come back to that. So now, so that's kasha number one. Kasha number one is, what in the world is the Riff talking about? Raman talking about the Toldos is not going to be like the okay. Number two, he's extremely bothered that the fact that Tosas has a kasha that has no teretz, seemingly has no teretz, and he's going to ultimately offer a teretz for Tosas. But the godless of what he's going to do is he's going to show that the teretz that he's going to give to Tosas' kasha is a great teretz only because you don't hold like Tosas. The reason why Tosas has his kasha, he has no teretz, is because he's going to show that this is Tosas' shita, that based on Tosas' premise, he cannot have this teretz. But if you go with the other he's shown him, is a much more simple pashat, is a very simple pashat teretz to Tosas' kasha. So what's Tosas' kasha? As you all know from the Gemara gave us two sources for Keren, Kiigach being Keren. One source was for Malachim Aleph, the other source was for Devarim. And the Gemara asks, why do you need, so they have there's no time there, so I just want to make sure I have it. Can I just see your, keep the clock on? I just want to keep it here, so I just know, I want to make sure I'm moving here, get it all in there. Okay, so why do you need both psukim? So the Gemara first says, oh, maybe you can't learn from Divrei, you know, Kabbalah, Halacha, from you can't learn Daraisa principles from Divrei Kabbalah. He says, what are you talking about? We can learn from Divrei Kabbalah here, because all we're using from Divrei Kabbalah is the translation, or we're trying to define what Ki Yigach means. You even use Divrei Kabbalah for that. So why do you need both Pesukim? So Gemara says you need both Pesukim, because if all you had was the first Pasuk, which was talking about the Karnei Barzel that was being formed, so then you might have said, oh, when do we have Karen with the halacha of Tam and Ki Yigach and Tam and then Muad? That's only by Karen Tlusha. But a Karen Mechuberes, a Makulum Ledesi. So Kamash Malan, the second pasuk, no, even Karen Mechuberes is also Karen with Tam, etc. So Tosas asks, Mechatese. Why would you ever think Karen Mechuberes is Kulum Ledes, Chedazik Shalem? There are basic principles, right? Number one, where are you going to learn it from? Tlusha. So maybe you can learn it from a Kal Vachomer from Tlusha, but there's a principle of the Yod. Right? You can't learn in a Kal Vachomer from one place to the other place and then go ahead and say, right, Dai Deyo Min Adin Lios Kiridon. The din has to be like the what? Like the Yod. You can't go ahead and learn from a Kal Vachomer that true, you can learn the Mechuberes, Kal Vachomer should be Chayiv like Tlusha. But you can't go ahead and say, oh, based on the Kal Vachomer, you're going to be Chayiv more than Tlusha. All you could do in a Limud is transfer, based on the Kal Vachomer, that din to the other din. And say, oh, so for sure, by Mechuberes, you should be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. You can't say, oh, for sure, by Mechuberes, you can be Chayiv, so you should be Chayiv Chati Nezek. You can't say for sure by Karim Mechuberes you're going to be Chai Nezek Shalim. You can't do that. All you have is Chati Nezek from Tlusha. And what are you going to also say? You might say, maybe you learn it out from where? From, like the Gemara says later on, from Bor and every other Av. Any other Av. Because the Gemara later on says that from Bor and any other Av, you could learn all the other Avos. That's not going to work. Because the Gemara there has one mandarma, which happens to be the mandarma that we hold like, that holds Barmi Karen. You can learn from Bor and any other Rav to teach you all the other Ravos except for Karen. So you're not going to be able to learn. You're not going to be able to go ahead and learn to Karen. Maybe you'll stick Klusha in there? Okay, but Klusha's only Chatzinezer, so you're not going to help yourself. Okay? So that's Tosas Kasha, which ultimately he's gonna deal with. But also show why Tosus doesn't have the teretz. Okay? Then he comes number three. Okay, and this is the springboards of everything. The Yesh Min HaGdoilim and the Rush. So he has the Gemara later on in Daf Vav, where the Gemara has the case of Abnu Sakino Maso on the Rosh Gago that falls off Beruach Mitzuya, and then it lands and is stationary, and then someone's behema comes and trips and, you know, damages himself on it. What is the basis for a person being chayiv there? So the Gemara says it's based on the Mahatzad, Darchan Lahazik, Ushbirasan Alecha, of which two avos? So the Gemara says you need to have both Bor and Eish. You need Bor because it's a stationary mazik. You need Eish because the creation came through Koach Acher Murevbo, because he originally put it on the roof, and then the Mazik of Bor only became Bor via a Koach Acher creating it. Okay? And similarly, you have the case of Bor Mizgalgal, where a person puts a sack on in Shizar Rabim, a person and animals come kicking around, and it damages another place. It's Bor Mizgalgal, Maragle Adam, Maragle Behema. Once again, why is a person going to be chayiv for such a scenario of a Bor Mizgalgal, the Ragli Yod, the Ragli Behema? Only because of two avos that you're learning it from. Which ones? Bor and Shor. Why do you need Bor and Shor? Because Maisav was a Garmula. It's Bor, once again, because it's stationary at the end. But your Maisav wasn't Garim. Your Maisav did not go ahead and create this Bor. Someone else's mice, something else's mice that created it. And that, therefore, you need to have what? You need to have sure to show you, even when Ma'aseh is not Karmelo, that you're going to be Chayv. Okay? Fine. Comes the Rishman HaGdolim and says, if both of these scenarios, in all these scenarios, if you're learning from two different Avos, so that basically means there's a basic principle, it's very logical, there's a basic principle in Mamatzinus, okay, similar to what we just saw in Dio in Kal Vachomer, is you can't be Chayiv any more than the greatest, okay, you can't be more Chayiv than you'd be from either one of the Avos that you're learning from. So since you're learning from, let's say, Aish and Bor, so there's no way you could be Chayiv in this new Mazik any more than Aish. And therefore, you're going to have a tour of Tamun. On the other hand, you can't be Chayiv anymore, you're going to be Chayiv and Bor. So you can have a tour of Adam and Kalim. So if you have, let's say, someone has a Kli, okay, with a little chicky in it inside the ball, and he falls on this, you know, Avno that fell down off the roof, and the this little Kli ball, he cracks, which is a Kli, so it's a Bor, it's Pater, and it squishes the little chicky inside. Okay, it's Tamun. He'd be Pater for both the bali and the chicken inside. Okay, yeah, that's it. The Pater. That's what the Yeshua Golem holds. Oh, so comes the Rush, and he says, "Listen, not everyone agrees to this, and I myself don't agree to this." Okay, now the truth of the matter is, the Yeshua Golem makes total sense. Okay, but the Rush says no, and his lashon is. We just quote the Rush's Lashon because we're going to then analyze it. The Rush says no. The whole din bor yesh lahem. Kaven de ziku basa de naichi. It's all bor. Bor gummer him. It's bor gummer. Vahadi alfinam lu meesh. Hay rakli inyan ikar achiyuv. She yechayiv behem. Af shekoach achem ura behem. That's it. It's only for the ikar achiyuv. Aval achas yesh lahem alfusa meesh. The gam bekoach achem ura behem ikar achiyuv vizikin. Chazad dinam liyot kemo bor lechol adinam. Comes the Grizz, he says, hey, you know, basic principles of Limud, okay, go against what the Rush is talking about. I mean, maybe the Grizz said, like, I might not, you know, have the same Messiah in the Alfusas as the Rush, but one of the basic premises of the Alfusa is you're learning from two places. You can't be Chayiv more than any one of those other two places you're learning from. So what in the world is the Rush talking about? Doesn't make any sense. Right, that's what he says. He says, great, you can call Bor all you want, but you bottom line learn information. You can't be more chayim than you are by Yesh. So what? I'll give it to you. It has shame Bor. How can it be possibly the chayiv on anything that the Eish is butter? That's his kasha. Pretty powerful kasha. So then, so the Grizz comes in there with his biggest side and almost flips it in a way that afterwards he starts scratching his head. Okay, what is the Yesh Magdalene talking about? So it's so geschmack. Okay? So he goes and he says, and it's very important. This is in the kuda that people glossed over when they do the Grizz. It's really a two-step chiddush here. It's important to recognize these two steps in this chiddush in the Rush. Because if you don't get the two steps, then you're not going to chop what he does later. And that is, his first yesod, step number one, is that there's a concept, and this goes great with our earlier shiurim, of this plain, straight-up, generic shame mazik. That when it says darchan lahazik umamoncha ushmirasan alecha darchan lahazik ushmirasan alecha, that matzad basically is saying one thing. It's saying based on the fact that there are characteristics of these different mazikim, that when you put them together, there is this basic Darchan Lahazik Ushirasa Alecha, and this, based on these other mazikim now, this new one, okay, does not have any weakness in terms of its characteristics, that, or put it this way, strength in the characteristics that the other two, okay, you know, don't have. So therefore you're going to learn to the new mazik, but once you learn to that new mazik, what are you learning? You're learning that it's a mazik, because that's basically what every mazik is. You might have aish, boar, shor, reg, all these. At its core, there is shei mazik. But there's a separate concept of the shei av, of the av. And that is the shame of the av, nizikin, that this particular mazik has. Once it has this shame of the av, that shame av is exeris akazav that bor, shor, regel, all these things, they come with pturim. They have their own unique pturim. That's the Gemara later on Hey Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, at the end of the day, if you can learn out all the avos from bor and one other, and all the other avos from bor and one other mazik, what do you need the Torah to tell us all of them? So Gemara says, Le'il Chayseyan, which basically means to teach you that each av has its own Xeris HaKosuv Ptur from the Shem Av. But there's the generic mazik at its core, and then there is this Shem Av, which then goes ahead and has its own unique Pturim. Each one. But there's the generic Av. So comes the Rush, and he says as follows. All Eish and Bor are doing in the Mahatzad, this is his Ichab, is it can't go ahead and create Pturim, because Pturim only come from existent Shem Avs. It's a special Xeris HaKosuv that this particular Av has a Ptur. The Pshat isn't that you're only Chayiv for this. You're Chayiv for everything based on the generic Mazik. It's just that Eish, Bor, Regel, Shein have Pturim. But if you don't have the Ptur of Eish, Shein, Regel, Bor, other, then you're going to be Chayiv. So therefore, as follows, what are you going to do? You're learning from Eish and you're learning from Bor, right? So what do you got? You don't got Eish or Bor. All you got is the generic Mazik. And therefore, you should be Chayiv in everything. That's step one. But then the Rush has another chap, at least according to the Grizzly explaining the Rush, is that, okay, but at the end of the day, once there is this generic mazik that was learned out from Eish and Bor, at the end of the day, we'll look at this mazik and it gets, in a certain sense, sucked in and vacuumed in to a particular category. In other words, at the end of the day, once we learn that there's the mazik of Avno Sakino Maso Basar Denaichi, so at the end you look at it and you say, okay, so where does this fit in? In which category Av does it fit in? And therefore, he says, at the end of the day, if you look at it, what type of mazik is damaging here? Bor. So therefore, it gets then formulated as Bor. So that's what he means. He means to say that this is how the Grizz understands. The Iker Chiyuv means that it's teaching you that there's Chiyuv here. That's what Asian Bor, learning from Asian Bor, is teaching us. That there's Chiyuv. Why is there Chiyuv? Because you have generic Mazik that you just learn. But then at the end of the day, it doesn't stay that way. It's very important. It's not, but it's a two-step, it's important to recognize that it's a two-step process. That first, it's learned out that this is Shei Mazik, and then the next step is, okay, we're going to now categorize it, the Torah categorizes it, as part of the existing framework.
What did the Torah say that generic Mazik is Chayev?
What?
What did the Torah say that generic Mazik is Chayev?
No, because that, no, because that's his point. His point is that is the yisoid of all mazik. The yisoid of all mazik is yechayev with pturim. So once it's mazik, yechayev. It's not the pshat. By the way, that's how he's going to learn. You're going to see. That's how ultimately
he's saying that the default position is yechayev for mazik.
Right.
Like, what's the mechayev? Like, where's the
Because you're a man, no, because he's a man. Why shouldn't you be chai? That's what he's saying. Why shouldn't you be chai?
Oh, okay.
These are pturim.
These are crazy.
No, no. By the way, it sounds a lot. You know, it sounds. The truth of the matter is, if you look at like a lot of these pturim, kalim, adam, that doesn't sound like, you know, these are seemingly, but you know,
there,
seemingly
if
arbitrary
there
pturim.
If there would be no parsha of bor in the Torah, you would be chai for bor.
No.
Why not?
No. No. Only if you could learn it. If there'd be no parsha of bor in the Torah, and you could learn it out from the other avos, right? That's the whole Gemara. That's the whole Mishnah. The whole Mishnah says, no, you wouldn't be able to learn out bor from the other ones. Why? Because it's stationary. So, right? So if it's stationary, it's not going to be viewed as darcho lahazik. It's only, in other words, it has to be able to fit into darcho lahazik, which we rasa alecha. If it's not going to fit into Dach on the Hazar, Shri Yasin Alecha, then you can't learn it out. But once you learn it out, then it has the same characteristics of the other avos that exist, so then you're going to be Chayiv, Has Mazik. That's his Yisoy. Let's move on. So then he goes and he asks, oh, so then what does the Yesh Menach Gedolim hold? Let's go back. See, this is very vague, and we were unclear last time what he held, because there's two ways to understand this. But I think it's going to become clear by the end, you know, there's two ways to understand this. See, what I would have said, without the Grizz, the way the Grizz says it, I would have said, you know what the other Shita Yesh Menach Gedolim holds? He holds that the two of those could create a new hybrid Shemav, right? Eish Bor. And therefore, we'll have the Pturim of both. But not that it rejects the whole generic mazik concept necessarily. Keep it easy. That's not what he says. Look how he learns it, and this is how he builds it up. Right? Just repeats what he said before. He's not really telling us anything except for the fact that he's just repeating his original kasha. And saying, you should go mold at the end of the day, since you're learning from both, you should have to have the what? Have to have the peturim of both, and the chiyuvim of both, and the peturim. Yeah, so that's it. No, it's like the peturim of both. So, what's he really saying? So, I think he's not saying like I just initially suggested. Though, at one point, I wanted to fetch it into the Grizz, but I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying the Yesh Menach Gedolim, in principle, doesn't view the Turim this way. He doesn't view it as a generic. He views it like a Rabbeinu Gleyan. There's no generic mazik concept. All there is every av has what it's chayiv in. How does he chayiv in everything as generic mazik, and then the same av comes and gives you a ptur from that? Each av has what it's chayiv in. You're not chayiv in this. So therefore, if that's the way you look at it, and there's no generic av, so then basically, the av, the shame av, is really irrelevant, and it's only relevant in terms of defining the particular category of this category has what you're chayiv in and what you're not chayiv in. And this category has what you're chayiv in and what you're not chayiv in. But at the end of the day, when you're putting two together, forget about it. Call it Eish Bor, call whatever you want. At the end of the day, from the limud of Eish and Bor, we know that this case, you're going to be chayiv for X, Y, and Z, and you can't be chayiv for anything more than exists in both of those avos that you learn from. Because to him, there's no generic mazik, and all you're doing is you're taking Eish, you're taking Bor, and you're learning now that by Avos Akino Masol, that fell, Beruach Mitsuya, and damaged Basa the Naichi, you're chayiv based on those two things, Eish and Bor. So, what do you mean? For Eish, you putter for Tamil. For Bor, you putter for Adam and Caleb. So now this new thing, you're going to be putter from both of those, from all those things. Because that's the only thing you have in front of you. Okay? So that's the way he's starting out. And he's basically saying a fundamental machlokas Rishonim going on here. whether in principle there is this concept of a generic mazik, and that is what Darchan Lahazik, which we Rasul Alecha teaches us, that is Shem Mazik. And then the Shem Av is a separate, okay, once you have the Av, there's a separate Gzeres HaKosuv Ptur of the Chiyuvim that exists from the fact that there's a Shem Mazik here. But the two steps is key in the rush. Then he goes on and he pulls off unbelievable Lashitas. Watch this. He goes and he says as follows. He says, okay, we have a famous machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue about Avno Sakinu Maso, not that fell, regular Avno Sakinu Maso, that a person puts in which is a Rabim, but he's not mafkirin. Mishor Olamadnu or Mibor Olamadnu. Right? Rav holds sure, Shmuel holds bor. I got it right. Rav holds sure, Shmuel holds bor. What are they arguing about? So, the obvious problem is, what do you mean? How could it be sure? It's not Ruach Chaim. It's not, you know, it's stationary. Like, what's going on? How could it be sure? So, most Rishonim, okay, say that, no. Obviously, when Rav says you're learning it from shore, you're learning it from shore and bor. And Shmuel as well holds the learning it from bor and shore and bor. So what are they arguing about? So he goes with the yisoy that he already established in the rush, that both of them agree, right? Rav and Shmuel agree. How do you know Avno Sakino Maso, the lo afkarino is going to be chayiv? You know it from shor and bor. The only question is, at the end of the day, after you learn it out from both and you have this mazik, where does this mazik now, right? Where is it categorized under? Where does it get like sucked into? Okay, and obviously when we get to the sugi on Gimel and Beis, we're going to have to touch up which is, you know, which are the core characteristics of bor and shor, and in this case of, you know, Anos Akino Maso de Lo Afgarinu, obviously there's a machlokas here as to which it should fit into, and that's going to obviously be a shyness in defining the nature of shor and bor, as what the, you know, primary characteristics of each of those avos are, to know whether Avos Akino Maso, right, de Lo Afgarinu falls into one or the other. But he doesn't just speculate this. He shows that the Rima Gash says it's Mefarish. The Rima Gash in his Chuvasov says, the Avo Gav, he says, even if Kichashav to Lubor, Bechashav to Lushor, Hakanafik Dine b'ma'atzah, the Chayivin and Inu, Afilu Achi, Nafkamina. Says, you're learning, okay, you're learning from the Ma'atzah. Afilu Achi, Nafkamina, Lechiyuve be Adam v'Kalim. Dei Chashav to Lu. Okay, the Chayivinu Machmashain Bor, Niu, Lo Mechayibu Adam v'Kalim. So he's basically saying that whether you hold it's bor or whether you hold it's shor, where are you learning it from? Whether you go with Rav or Shmuel, you're learning it from the matzad of both. What's the issue? The issue is, what are you categorizing it as? Shore or bor? In what issue? Which paturim you going to have? Mamish, the way he explained the rush on Vavam and Aleph. That's how he's explaining the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Just a question of where you're going to categorize Avno Sakino Maso, the Lo Afkarinu.
That makes it seem like the Yesh Gedolim
is in big trouble.
No, or they hold like you said.
No, we're now in big trouble. The Yeshu and Agdolim are going to be stuck. So what's the? They should hold. There should be no machlokes. Based on what we're saying now, there should be no machlokes between who and who, between Rav and Shmuel, because they should both have the paturim of both Shor and Bor. So what's the Yeshu and Agdolim going to hold? So that's where he comes and he says, unbelievable. Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis brings down our Rashbam, who says Mefarish that Rav learns from Shor and Bor, and Tosfos asks Akasha on the Rashbam. You can't learn that way. And how Tosfos is going to end up learning the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we're going to have to deal with. But you can't learn that way. Because if you learn that way, guess what? According to Rav, you should be Potter and Kalim. if you're learning from Shor and Bor. And the Gemara Befer says that's the whole Nafka Mina later on. If you hold like Rav, then it's Shor and not Bor, Yechayim and Kalim. That's the whole Nafka Mina the Gemara gives later on. So he says, you see that Tosos obviously is going with the Yeshua Nagdol because he basically holds if you're learning from Shor and Bor, you have to say it, you have to Peturim of both. And therefore, Tosfos is going to have to go ahead. And there are other Rishonim in the sugya that basically show that no, it's really a question of Mishor Olamadno or Mibor Olamadno. Where are you really learning from? You're not learning from a Matzah. Fascinating, right? Okay, so he's already setting up a pretty solid Lishitasa. This is not some Pilot Shapilpul here. This is a Lomda Shapilpul that's being created here. Okay? You have here the Rush, okay, and the Rivagash, and Tisus, and the Yeshmir Agdailah, okay? Again, it doesn't mean that they have to learn exactly like each other in each of these, you know, machlokesim, but in terms of the key is sowed, they're identical, okay? And then he goes on, and he shows another unbelievable, this is such a beautiful Lashitasa. On the Gemara in Hayamid Beis, the Gemara says, why do we need all the Avos taught in the Torah? Just learn from Bor and one of the Avos. So the Gemara says, Lehil Chaseyan. Right? So Tosas says something wild. He says, what's the Pshat Lehil Chaseyan? So Tosas says, the Kulu Etzeruch Lebichtiv Lechayiv Ben. You know what it means, Lehil Chaseyan? Each one is needed. Because if you can learn from Bor and every other Av to, let's say, you learn from Bor and Shor to, let's say, to Eish, right? So you would always say, Tosa says, that Eish is going to be Pater and Kalim. How do you know that Eish is Chayiv and Kalim? That's how he understands Lil Chaseyan. So comes the Grizz and he says, what's Tosa talking about? You don't have to say that. Why did you say that? Because the Gemara says is we have all the Avos taught us to teach us the particular Peturim of each Av. But who says that if you're learning from Bor and some other Av and some other Av that automatically you'd be Putter in Kalim? Number one, maybe it would be associated with the other Av and not with Bor. Or maybe it would just be associated with nothing and just be a generic Mazik. So once again, it's a beautiful Lishitasa. Tosas assumes that if you learn from Bor and any other Av to some other Av, let's say you learn from Bor and Eish to teach you Shane would have to be Putter in Kalim. Why? Because it's Tosfos Shitasa. That once you're learning from Bor, anything else, it has what you're learning to has to have the Ptur of Bor. But the Rush wouldn't have to say that. The Rimagash wouldn't have to say that. Because they would just say one or two things. It's very well possible that if anything, all the other, you know, all the other Avos are probably closer to the other Av than to Bor. Bor is the most unique Av. If anything, you know, unless it's Basa Denaichi, like the examples of the Avav, what Av is it going to be associated with? Bor or Shor? I think from Bor and Shor to Eish. Eish is not a good example. I think from Bor and Shane to Regel. So you're going to give it the shame Bor and not the shame, you know, Regel. If you're going to give it any shame at all, you give it Regel. And Pashas, you might not even give it either. You might just leave it as a generic Mazik. So it's a beautiful, beautiful Lashitaso. And that's the Pashup Shah of the Gemara. Tosas is adding that. The Pashup Shah of the Gemara is Lehil Chaseyan. Just to teach you, you know why you need all the Avos taught? To teach you that every Av has its own particular Ptur. Tosas is adding this. He's saying, if you learn from Bor any other Av, then the new Av that you're learning to has to have the Ptur of Kalim. Who says? A beautiful Lashitaso.
Tosas, the Gemaras replete with cases that are split down the middle, like perfect hybrid scenarios, that it's dochak to say In other words, you have to be creative or Fadimian to truly believe that it's only one of them.
Right. And therefore it would be generic. Therefore, you,
then what?
Therefore it would be generic, you'd be chayv in everything. That's the key yisod. The key yisod, that's what I said. This is the part that people get confused in the Grizz. There's two steps in the Grizz. The rush has two steps. The number one is generic mazik. And then if it happens to fall into another category, it gets sucked into that. But if it doesn't fall into either, it's going to remain what? It's going to remain a generic mazik.
Yeah, but even there, it's...
Wait, make sure we get this in. Because watch the beauty here. So then he goes and he says, I'm going to show you another l'shitaso in Tosis. He says, Tosis is bothered. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara had said, why do we need both psukim? Because if he had only the first pasuk of Keren Tlusha, you can't learn the Keren Mechuberes, and you'd say the Keren Mechuberes Kulam Uedesi. Tosis says, where? How do you learn that from? If you're learning from Tlusha, Daya to Tlusha. If you learn from Bor and any other Av, you can't learn to Keren. That's one of the things you can't learn to. Right? So comes the Grizz, unbelievable, once we have this generic mazik concept. And he says, not that the Rush and the Rebbe Gash would have to give this answer, because they could say maybe you would get associated with one or the other, but he says like this, Tosos has no way out, and that's why he's stuck with this Kasha and Gemara. But if you go with the Mahalach of the Rush and the Rebbe Gash, there's a very simple way of reading the Havamina of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Kulu Mu'edesi, it's not saying that by Mechuberes we'd say Kulu Mu'edesi because this is Keren. What it means to say is, once we have all the other Avos of Darchan Lahazik, right? Darchan Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alecha, so then guess what we would say by Keren Mechuberes? It's a sure, a generic Mazik. It's for sure if Keren Tlusha is a generic mazik, and for sure Keren Mechuberes is a generic mazik. So therefore, you might have said, listen, if all you had was Keren Tlusha, where does Keren Mechuberes fit? Maybe there's no Av. Maybe there's no Av that it's associated with. And therefore, all you're learning is to Keren Mechuberes, that it's Darchan Lahazik, Ushmirasan Alechet, it has the generic Mazik, and therefore Yechayim, Kulam Uedesi means it's always going to be more, you're going to be Chayim Nezek Shalim, period, with no Pturim. But Tosos can't answer that, you know why? Because Tosos doesn't have a generic Mazik. To Tosos, anything you're learning from has to have the Pturim that you're learning from. And since one of the things you have to be learning from here is Keren Tlusha, so then you have to have the Pturim of what? Of Chati Nezek. It's unbelievable. And then he goes on to say, and that's the pshat by Tolda. By Av and Tolda. By Av and Tolda. You know what the Riff was saying? He wasn't saying that the dinim of the Toldos were going to be less. He was saying that if we didn't say Toldos say and Kayoy say behen, you know what we would say? We would say that the Tolda of Keren Tam, namely Meshicha, wouldn't be Chatzi Nezek, it would be Nezek Shalem. Because how do you know that the Toldos have the same Av of that would give the Pturim? It might be derived from the Av, and in the framework of the Av, but maybe all it is generic Mazik. And only the Av itself, with the Tzura of the Av, has this, these Pturim. Unbelievable, he flips it on its head. He's saying that the Toldos, you'll be more chayyah than the Av, because you have the Ptur. Lest you think this is utterly crazy, which it sounds like, right? He brings the Shita Mekubetzes that brings it home. Because the Shita Mekubetzes is bothered by the following. You'd be proud of me, I have 4 minutes to go and I'm bringing it home right now. Okay? 3 minutes to go. And here's what, oh yeah, three. The Shita Mekubetzes has the following kind. The Gemara later on says, then why do the Mishnah need to list Shein of Chaya and Shein of Behema? Because if it only had Shein of Behema, which is the Pasuk, right, Beira, you might have thought that only Shein Behema is Shein and not what? And not Shein of Chaya. So the Rishonim ask, why would you think that? In fact, other Mishnayos say befeirish, we see regel by, that's the first Mishnah in second Perek. The regel of a chicken goes ahead and damages. So all of a sudden later on you're saying, oh, you might not know Shein the Chaya? Anyway, why wouldn't you actually think you're not going to be Chayev for Shein the Chaya, like if you're Chayev and Shein the Behema? So the different teruts are given. Some say Eina Chinami. Jiddu Gubetta says, no. Of course Shein the Chaya, like the Mishnah says, by regel of a oaf. Even though the pasuk of regel is only by a behema. Of course you're Chayev. But you know what the Havamina was, Dr. Callis? That by Shein the Chaya, right, or regel of oaf, maybe you're Chayev, but there's no lot. There's no Pturim B'Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah of Shein the Chaya is actually talking about, it goes on to say, that Shein the Chaya and Shein the Behema are Pater B'Rishus HaRabim. Because that's the Chiddush. Not that you're Chaya. So what is it? Think how crazy this Shita Mekubetzis is. Saying, you're going to learn Shein the Chaya from Shein the Behema. But Shein the Behema is Potter. B'Rishus HaRabim. And we would think, oh, you're Chaya for sure, Shein the Chaya. But by Shein the Chaya, or Shein the Oaf, there you're Chaya B'Rishus HaRabim. Does that make any sense? Makes no sense. You're learning from Shein the Behema. And therefore, Shein the Chaya, you're going to be more Chayiv in B'Rishus HaRabim? Regal of Oaf, you're going to be more Chayiv? And you're going to be Chayiv B'Rishus HaRabim? Doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. Because maybe this Shem Av, which is just a external tour, you only have it by the Tzuras Av, the Tzuras of Shein the Behema. It's the only way it makes sense. And that you know, once you see that, then the Pshat by Toldo makes total sense. And Zeakov, I guess we'll save the Rashi and the Kulavikasha for next month.